Number, here comes number two.
Thank you.
back here. We haven't played in Santa Barbara in a really long time. We played with Josh a long time ago, right? Was it at a house or it was in the? It was cool, and it was in a neighborhood. And then there were like lots of parties, but it was like the one like safe haven of normalcy in the midst of this like fraternity craziness. And it was like, oh, these people are cool. They're just like me. We're hanging out, and then we went. Oh, this was weird. So you guys know Diplo? He's like a famous guy. So that night, this guy had been like emailing us, and he was just like, oh, I'm like gonna be in town, and he wanted to be our booking agent. We were like, I don't know what that is. And so then we went and we sat in our van, which was like the worst van, and then he brought Diplo with him, and none of us, like, there was no context. We were just like, this guy's mean, and he's wearing like a nice outfit. And he was just like really unfriendly, and we were like, why did he bring his mean friend to meet us? And then he ended up being our booking agent, but not for very long. And that's the Santa Barbara story.
Pretty cool.
But now I see Diplo everywhere. I just open my eyes and I see Diplo. And that's it. First thing in the morning. I have pictures of all of them around.
So it makes sense.
Alright, so this next song is about lots of things. Anxiety, dying, whatever. Diplo, plus. Alright, so here we go.
Thank you.
sad sounding about a lady. Her name's Renee. She was my stepmom for a long time, and now she's just a lady. She's not my stepmom anymore, but I still pretty much call her my stepmom. I don't know, what do you do in that circumstance? A lady. She's a lady. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's a lady. And that's the song. Okay. Should we go? Place. It's fine. What's on Long Island? What do we got? Rosie O'Donnell's from Long Island.
Number one.
The memory of Rosie's childhood is on Long Island.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Really?
Oh yeah, baby.
Holy shit. How do I not know that? The Ladybug Man himself? Oh yeah, she lives there.
I love her.
Yeah,
well, wait.
Hell yeah. But like Rosie. That's all I'm thinking of. Alec Baldwin. Billy Joel. Jerry Seinfeld. Ray Romano. The list goes on and on is what I'm saying, folks. Great place.
Billy Joel?
Yeah. Been said. So this next tune is about all of those folks. Specifically Rosie. So I feel like today you guys are nice and fun. Let's try it again. Have you seen all three Austin Powers movies?
Yes.
Okay, so at the count of three, just shout out your favorite one. Say either one, two, or three. Okay.
Or the titles, like it said.
Oh, no, that gets confusing.
Okay.
One.
One.
Oh, alarmingly one. Three's really good. You guys should go back in and watch it. If you watch the trilogy, then watch three after you watch three again. So one, two, three, and then three. Trust me. You're welcome. All right, so this song is about feeling insane. Here we go.
One, two, three.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I won't make you do a solo because I moved on from doing that. Sammy Niss on the drums and John Burdick on the guitar. Nice group. And we got a friend Morgan out there selling merchandise. Morgan on the merch. I want to thank Josh. I want to thank Chloe and her awesome band, The Chaperones. That was awesome. Josh, your song about Xanadu, like, almost brought me to tears. It was really fucking beautiful. I really love that. Thank you so much to Spencer and to everybody that is here. I like this place a lot. It was very cool. I'm learning how to bat. I feel like I was doing pretty good. Choking up on the bat and just leading with my hips. Is that golf? That might be golf, or it could apply to both. We're not sure. I'm sure a lot of you are sure. I'm sure you know. Anyway, so this number is the last full band number. It's about feeling bad most of the time. Kind of just like feeling crazy and staring at the phone and feeling like the world is ending. And then you go outside and you realize there's awesome people all around you, and so I am stopping isolating myself, and I'm traveling a little too much. I was in Australia like a week ago, but I feel like things are crazy there too. Things are crazy everywhere. I'm not going to talk anymore, but I'm having a really nice time being around real human beings. So thanks for being here. And here's the next song! Stand when I had to put my guitar down. Bye! Alright, so this song's called Shine to It. It's from my first record, and it's about I was in California on my first tour, and I was impossibly far away from home, so I thought, and I was falling in love at the same time, and it was a crazy thing. So anyway, I thought it would be nice to do it in California again. And I'm not that far from home, because I've got some nice friends. And that's all that matters. All right, so you ready, friend?
Yeah.
Okay. One, two, three.